Welcome, everybody, to School Spirit on the Armor of God Catholic Radio Network. This is Tom McNew again. Emery is back filling in for Robin. Eventually, Robin's coming back from vacation.
Yes.
I'm told that that's eventually going
She'll
to happen.
Be back, but for the meantime, I'm happy to sit in and help out this afternoon.
Summer is winding down, and for many of us, we flipped the calendar page this morning, and we realized, man, school starts this month. So this is a perfect time for us to sit down with Mr. Carlos Partida, who is the principal over here at St. Joseph's Catholic Academy in Killeen, and kind of get a little glimpse into the preparations that they have, Academy has been going through the last couple months of summer, because they have been working all summer, I know.
Correct.
And opportunity to find out a little bit more about the Academy and how they're growing and what they're doing to prepare our students for the next school year. So, Carlos, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank y'all. I'm happy to be here and happy to move forward with my official second year.
Yeah.
Last year was my first year coming from public education to here to Catholic education. I've loved it ever since I stepped on my foot in here, and knowing that the one thing that does stand out is the family atmosphere that I want to continue growing and having this year as well. But yeah, we have had a busy summer to where a lot of things getting ready for new students and returning students and parents too as well.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about, you mentioned this is your start of your second year. Let's talk a little bit about the lessons you learned last year, you know, and that, again, that transition from public school to Catholic school, and the lessons that you learned that you're going to try and implement personally and professionally here at the Academy.
I think the biggest piece even I learned from last year to this year is just more so the relationships and how in deep that's important for any environment, whether it comes from parent to teacher to student to teacher to administrator to student, all involved have to have some sort of relationship. And it was, for me, it was more noted here that that is an important aspect to help move forward. Without any relationships, then it's kind of dry and one-sided. And I've seen that work, and I hate to say this, but I've seen it work at other schools, and you can do it that way, but you don't have the actual buy-in of like, hey, this is our school. This is what we do.
The ownership.
The ownership is exactly right. If you don't have that, then it's going to be hard road moving forward. And I've been a part of districts like that, but not here, and I enjoy that. So, like you said, Tom, I want to move forward with that because that's one thing that I don't want to lose here, and actually I want to like see it grow more so to where when we have events coming up for the school and how to build funds for the school, whether it be the festival in October, working with our parish, and also to a casino night in February, what we're going to do, and also to Form the Future in October with Catholic Schools Week. So all those are coming ahead this school year, but it all bases with the relationship. You know, what are we doing together and how are we doing this and how can I support you? Actually, the school, how can we support each other moving forward? But I think that's the biggest piece that I learned is that, of course, you want the best for any for all the children moving forward, but you want to make sure that, hey, when I have a concern or a question coming from a parent, I can feel comfortable reaching out and saying, hey, I get this response, and better yet, I get this follow through when things do happen, you know? So I think that's the biggest lesson I learned is that keeping that relationship piece, because the one thing that stay the same, you have the high expectations for any child, whether when they go through your, when you go through school, right? But one thing that, like I said earlier, is just the relationship piece. It's, you think it's there, but here it is there.
That family-oriented nature, I think, is really one of the big things that separates
Catholic schools.
All Catholic schools
from
a public school system. And I think you can feel it. Go ahead.
Now, I have a question. And I know every year your student body changes and, you know, kids graduate and move on and new kids join in, you know, the lower ranks of school. But how many students is it primarily? I mean, you don't have to give me an exact number, but Are the majority of the students here from St. Joseph Catholic Church, from the parish, and from Killeen, or are they from all over? And, like, what would be, just off the cuff, like, a breakdown percentage-wise, like, how many
I'd say more than half would be from the
That's
parish,
good.
But we do serve students who attend their parish. The home parish is at Holy Family in Copper's Cove or at St. Paul here in Harker Heights. We have a couple that branch out from here or there, but they know that they get the quality, great education here at St. Joseph's Catholic Academy.
Yeah. And so what's your... Right now, what do you think your enrollment's going to be? Recognizing that it's, you know, the 1st of August, we're still a couple weeks out.
Exactly. Yeah. So last year, we ended off at 143.
Okay.
And, of course, we serve pre-K 4 through 8th grade. And so this year, we're at 120. But knowing that the registration, actually, parents do more so in this month in July and also, too, in August. But at any time that you want to get more information, you're always welcome to come, parents, to get information about how do I enroll my child, whether it is through the website at sjc-academy.org, or if you want to call up here in the office at 254-634-7272 and ask about enrollment, and we'll pass you along to Sydney Gonzalez, will help you with the enrollment. And definitely, that's at any time, right?
Yeah.
And even though, too, as well, one of the things that I've talked to parents, like, you know, hey, the money issue. I said, well, inform yourself. Because there's information as far as with that, whether it become assistance that we can help provide or whether it be a local parish. But a lot of times people will work knowing that they don't know what's out there for them, to the assistance that they can provide for their children to attend school here. So don't let that stop you. I think it's very important to just inform yourself and make the better information of what is here. But overall, the number itself, I think it will grow. Again, putting us out there and having the not only us be the voice, but also to other parents that go here.
Yeah.
They
reach out,
and again, the relationship piece that we've been here since, what, 1955? You know, we've been a staple. So it's been changes over time. But one thing is true that, and we said it before, is just that family atmosphere.
Yeah.
That's something that you'll find here at any Catholic school, but definitely here, I've seen it just grow. And I think I said it last year, maybe on here, but I know I've said it to Father Tim, is like, you know, you always talk about the whole child, but it's not until here that I really discussed that you teach the whole child, because it's always academically and socially, but here it also includes the spiritual part. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. So if somebody's driving around right now, they're driving down, headed towards the east side of Killeen, and they want to stop at the school, they can just come and knock on a door and get a tour. And
correct. We are here Monday through Friday. They can come knock on the door. I personally am here from 7:30 in the morning, and then we have people here until up 4 o'clock or 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely, if you want to come on by and even take a quick tour, that's fine. Or even if you want to schedule something, let's say, hey, I want to stop by, but we're right here, our friends here, in between, I guess you could say, 38th Street, and there's a Sonic right next to it, next door to us. So I'm a more visual person. So yeah, and then we have a sign out in front of, you know, St. Joseph Catholic Academy, so you can't miss it. But definitely, you're definitely welcome to come and take tours and just get to know, because we're not a huge place, but what we do have that's really huge is the love of people that are here. So and that's something that I want to move forward with that in the relationship
continue
piece.
To foster that
exactly.
Yep. Again, the uniqueness of all of our Catholic schools.
So
the website and the phone number again one more time.
Sure. The phone number is 254-634-7272, and that's just for, you know, how do I begin my enrollment process, and then we can guide you from there, and then we can give you more information there. On the website, if you want to sit there and just look at what paperwork we have there, you can go at sjc-academy.org.
Okay.
And again, get more information through there on the website as well.
Great. Yeah, we'll make sure to link phone number and website in our show notes when this gets up on our website, on our under the schedule tab on Armor of God Radio. .com. I had to stop and think. I started to say Academy. I'm like, wait a minute, that's not us. Armor of God
Radio.com. Yes.
Sorry.
Yes,
about
not
that.
To be confused with the org.
So again, we're August 1st here. So what kind of things did you and your staff look at throughout the summer or at the end of last school year? You know, changes, modifications, you know, structure, whatever that to again, to continue to foster those relationships and that family orientation that we find here at the Academy.
Yes. Well, this year we'll have a full-time assistant principal, Monica Alvarez, and I think she's been an interim principal for here.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things that I liked about her is that she's been here on this campus, I think, close to 10 years.
Yeah.
And so she knows the families.
Yeah.
And that's something that, again, going back to the relationship piece, the family atmosphere, like knowing that familiar face and having someone dedicated to, if you have an issue or something comes up, there's someone there because she's solely going to be in the office yeah. doing office work, better yet, handling any discipline issues, parent concerns, or anything that we can do to better assist the students and make it better for them.
Yeah.
That's going to be very high priority because I know that sometimes it's, you know, who do I go to? Who do I reach out to?
Or sure.
Sometimes, you know, is it being addressed? And this will be addressed quickly.
Yeah.
And better yet, have that someone to talk to if something does come up.
Yeah. Well, that'll be helpful for you as you get – you know,
yes.
used to have another set of eyes
yes.
and ears
yes.
On the other side of the campus, as it were, you know, using air quotes. Campus isn't that big.
Correct.
But yeah, just having that other set of eyes and ears to help you, like you said, foster those relationships.
I agree with that. And one thing, too, that just popped in my head right now. One
yeah.
thing that we worked on last year, we got a grant this past school year for a counselor, Ms. Howell, Ms. Lindsay Howell. She's part-time math teacher, then part-time counselor. So she will actually have a curriculum based with Frenzy and that will help to, again, foster that family atmosphere because a lot of our students have issues going on that sometimes we don't know enough about as far as, like, how to address them and whether we don't want it to become to where, oh, it's a discipline issue, we got to take care of it this way. No,
yeah.
something else is happening there that maybe they're not going to say at the moment or they don't know how to say.
Mm-hmm.
And so this will help also to alleviate that knowing that, hey, I can go talk to someone else
mm-hmm.
and be heard, right? Because yeah. I think sometimes students feel like they're not heard. And that's,
mm-hmm.
that's something that we want to address this year too as well, knowing that she's available. And also too, we have on our staff, and I think I mentioned it last time, but I'll mention it again because we're the only school in the Catholic the diocese that has a deacon on staff. And
oh.
so he teaches theology. So in middle
that's
school.
Good.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. And so he also, too, provides counseling. If a student has a question about, I just have a question about spirituality. I have a question about this. Because it happened last year.
Yeah.
They're more than welcome to reach out to deacon and actually have a conversation with them. So it's like
that's
having
great.
That access right then and there. And even our teachers, there's sometimes they need that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And he provides a moment with them just to have that listening ear and actually that
mm-hmm.
feedback that
mm-hmm.
sometimes is required because as a spiritual leader, which he is, he can help with that too as well.
So more than just peer-to-peer relationship or more peer-to-peer counseling, but a little bit of that deacon to lay kind of spiritual counseling
exactly.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's a great, that's actually an aspect I did not realize.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. We'll have to
well,
get,
back in the
we'll
day,
have to get the deacon on the radio.
Yeah.
We should. Yeah,
yeah,
we should.
Yeah,
we
yeah,
should.
Yeah,
back
yeah.
in the day, the schools were all run by the,
yeah,
the,
well, that's
the
a good
sisters,
point. Yeah.
right?
Yes.
So there
yes.
was always that aspect. And,
yes.
and now little by little, I think the Catholic Church in general and diocese in general are trying to kind of rebuild that little
mm-hmm.
by little when they have the ability to do that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Because that is that spiritual aspect of having a religious of some nature on staff is
mm-hmm.
really crucial.
It is, definitely. I think it
gives a different tone to the whole school to know that
yeah.
you're walking around the hallways as a student, you know, as a, mm-hmm. and a child, as you're walking around, you know that there's the deacon knows what's happening.
Yes.
He's going to tell father.
Yes. yes.
so, you know, and you also know, like you said, Carlos, that if a student's having some type of a crisis situation or a family situation that they, besides this counselor that you have now part-time on staff, that you also could go and talk to your deacon there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm
That's
excited.
Great.
I mean, there's a lot of resources there. So I think a lot of the times, and I've said this before to other people, you know, it's just those hidden, I guess, battles or hidden struggles that a student
mm-hmm.
may have that they don't know where to turn to. And so here is, okay, there's a variety. And then also, too, making it okay to have, hey, when you come to the principal's office, you're not always in trouble.
Yeah.
I said, you know, we'll listen. We'll go from there. And so that's something that
that's
I wanted.
Not been my experience. It's not about me.
No.
Not about me. I'm kidding.
I understand it because I think it's like trying to like dispel that also too, you know, almost like showing, hey, you're here because you're important, you matter, and I want to hear what happened. Yeah. You know, not on something, hey, you're in trouble, you caused this or something. Yeah, that's something that we don't want to do.
It's that old adage, the principal is your pal, right?
yeah, right? That's how I remember how to spell it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right, yeah. All right, so Miss Monica Alvarez is going to assume a assistant principal role, which I think is great. It's a kind of side note, as I realized you said she's been here 10 years. I was like, she's seen now kids that started in pre-K 4 who are now starting high school this upcoming. What an amazing opportunity, you know, to watch some kids grow. We're definitely going to have to get your seasoned teachers. I'm not going to use the O word, but your seasoned teachers. We'll get them. Have to get them on the air.
Seasoned is right.
Because I know it happens in the public school system too, where you have, you know, especially in the smaller schools, where you have, you know, a teacher that'll be at a particular school for a long time. But, but I think it's just in an environment like this, you know, where you get to see multiple kids in multiple families, you know, for multiple years. I think that's an amazing aspect.
And that's a testament also to, like, those families, they want to come back.
Yeah.
They want to be here.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that I want to continue growing and, like, fostering, because they could go anywhere else.
Yeah.
They can go anywhere else, but they choose to come here. And I talked to a parent, I think, last year, at the end of the year, she made a comment that her kids start off in pre-K, and now they're in middle school, I think 7th grade and 8th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And she mentioned, you know, I've seen a lot. She said, but, you know, I'll do whatever is needed for my children to be successful.
Yeah.
And I want them here because I know that this is where it begins.
Yeah.
And she also said, you know, she stated, you know, things are happening here to are mirroring that, are helping to for them to foster to that growth, because next year when they go to the Holy Trinity, the older one, I said, I'm gonna continue that too as well. So, you know, I told her, I said, I appreciate you saying that, and I appreciate you being here, because again, the families, they choose to be here, and I want to make sure I give them good quality feedback and education to the students, and then also to them, like, to build that relationship, because sometimes you feel like it, you're not being heard.
Yeah,
and that can turn off a family right away.
Yeah, well, I think it's just great. Yeah, I think what you're doing is awesome. Bringing in a counselor and change that. What else? Or is there anything else then that
anything with the curriculum that's being adjusted, changed? You're still doing the classic.
Yes,
education.
We're still doing the classical. So we haven't made any changes, but except for, I mean, the math is not. The science is not, we have just made changes to where, to really hold true to what we do, and to provide quality education, because even the math scores with, NWA MAP scores, they weren't to the level that I would want them, or we noticed that, hey, they could be better. And so that improved as well. But, overall, I think the one thing too, besides the curriculum piece, then I was going to say this, that just popped in my head, is that a safety issue, right? So making sure that all of our processes, I think this summer we talked about how to install cameras out by the portables, install some out by our playground, just to beef that up too as well, because as curriculum is important, but also to making sure that our students are safe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so those two are very much, I think before I got here, there was a purchase as far as, like, hey, making sure that we stay with Memorial Press to where we address some of the lack of books or something that we need, and we're able to.
Mm-hmm.
And this year someone's like, hey, let's make sure that we address, like, those spots that need to be addressed as far as outside when it comes to, like, the safety part. That was one of the big things we did this summer. I was just looking at the grounds. And actually, as a matter of fact, later on today, I'm looking at grounds again and making sure that, okay, we got everything covered, or is there something else that we need to address?
Yeah.
But
physical security is...
Yeah,
in you know,
today's
2025
world.
Is way, crucial. way crucial.
Yeah,
absolutely. Go ahead. Yeah. You were going to say something else.
No.
I'm sorry.
No. I was just going to agree with you, because that's where it was. Because even, like, with the curriculum, but also to the safety, just making sure that in all, we're providing the best environment for the students.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So do you have policies here? And, you know, maybe you've spoken about this in past interviews, but with addressing students having cell phones in the classroom or during class time or, you know, because I know that's always a big topic.
Yes, often put away. But with the new law that recently passed where you have no technology at all, where it be a cell phone, smartwatches, earbuds, or what have you, that's important. The way we just finished up the manual, just reviewing it, giving it to her. Okay, so I understand the aspect. We don't have buses to transport children home. So sometimes the mode of communication with the parents is their cell phone. Hey, I'm going to be later. I'm going to go, let me be with the other parent, what have you. But as long as they're off and put away, then we're good. Now, if it gets to the point where it becomes a distraction in the class, becomes an issue, then that's something where I would, or Ms. Alvarez will call and say, hey, to the parents, say, hey, moving forward, this cannot keep happening because they shouldn't have it part of the law here on campus, but we're kind of being a little bit flexible to do that to where they can have it on campus and be off and put away. But now it's, you know, little Johnny is not following with that rule, then we'll have to abide by them, not even have it on campus because
the new law passed. Yeah, and the way I understand it, and you correct me, please, because I'm certainly no expert, but the way I understand the rule or the law, rather, is that while they're in a classroom, and I'm not sure the exact language, but essentially in a classroom, in an instructional environment, that they're not supposed to have access to the phones.
Exactly.
They're supposed to be in a bag or in a
put away
something away, not hidden in the desk, not tucked in a pocket.
Yeah, whatever. Not put away in your back pocket.
Right, but that they're still, even when they're on campus, at lunch, before school starts of the day, that they're allowed to use their phones. But it sounds to me like what you're saying is that, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, but what you're saying is that when they get on campus, you want the phones put away, turned off, secured, put in a bag somewhere.
That's us.
And when they leave the campus, they can get them.
Even then, it's like, so in the manual that we wrote, the policy is like, if there was something to be, like, say, an emergency from us, then we would call from the office, right?
Yeah.
Or if a parent were trying to reach a child, then call us, and we'll get the information out to the child.
The old-fashioned way.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
the way it used to be before everybody had
call
a cell phone.
Call the office.
Yeah, because we'll take care of it. I mean, if it's something serious, then we'll make sure to get the information down to your child. Yeah. And vice versa. If something comes up, then we'll definitely reach out. So it's very important that numbers are updated. Sometimes we call a number, and you get the thing, you get the wrong number. So it's very important that you update numbers here or anywhere at any school. Yeah. Just update your numbers because that's something that's very important.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Well, that's great. I think that's a hidden benefit to, again, to the Catholic school environment, that the focus is on educating the whole child, as you said, to use your terminology and not having them. We've talked the last couple of weeks, as a matter of fact, with Beth Pannenberg, and she talked at length about how the addiction of our youth to screens is absolutely uncontrollable.
Well, and now with AI on top of that, I mean, there's just so much out there to kind of corrupt our children's brains before they are fully formed and developed, you know?
So you both brought up an excellent point that we're doing something about that for this year. So I think, I believe next week, I should have wrote this down, but next week we're having, I think on Tuesday, for staff, we're going to begin this year the process of smart families. If you don't know what smart families is, it's not it's a way for families in conjunction with the school. And they're actually they're based out of the diocese in Houston.
Okay.
And we're doing it this year. And actually, I think the majority, if not all of the schools in the Diocese of Austin are doing this. They're providing training also to the teachers, to the parents, about how not to provide technology to the students until they're in high school age.
Okay.
Because if I remember correctly, they tell the story how this began. A teacher was in a classroom and a student kept falling out of her chair. And so she would get upset with him and she would discipline him. And, you know, but he kept falling out of his chair over and over. And she was like, you know what? Either he's not listening or something else is going on. So she researched this a lot and come to find out that he wasn't falling out of the chair because he was just not wanting to listen to her. It was because part of his brain wasn't developed. Mm. And so the part that he needed to develop was being affected by him being on screen time. Oh. And so she researched this further and come to find out that, yeah, a lot of things that are happening now is that because of the screen time, because of that I was on the phone or in front of technology, a lot of things in the brain aren't being developed as they should be.
That is so, so scary.
It's impacting a lot of, like, the coordination.
Education. Yeah. Well, and even education. I mean, if children's brains aren't developed by the time they are six and starting first grade, how are they going to learn and learn cohesively and properly and thoroughly?
So this year, they're coming. We're partnering with Smart Families. And so they're going to give us the initial training on Tuesday of next week, to where we'll get that foundation, but I think a 3-year process to where we work with them in conjunction with the families too as well, to develop that community atmosphere of, like, you know, it's okay having the face-to-face talk, the quality time with each other, as opposed to, like, what's happening now is, like, okay, here's your phone, use that, or here's a tablet, or whatever it may be.
Watch this video while we talk.
Exactly. So that's just my preliminary basis of it, because there's more to it than that, obviously. But I know that's what the work had been done at the Diocese in Houston, and now, you know, we're all, and I say we, the Diocese in Austin schools, you know, we've all, you know, hey, we want this, because this is what we need. And also to follow along with the recent passage of the law of the no cell phones, like, okay, so then it kind of what's the word, another layer for that. So I think that's
protection for students.
It's becoming clear that parents and grandparents across the state of Texas and in the public school environment as well, because I know it's a big issue, having listened to some of the complaints and criticisms of what's happening in Killeen and Coppers Cove and some of the other school districts. We're going to have to kind of put a pin in this, but can you come back next week?
Yeah,
because I got about another 50 questions for you.
Definitely.
But I want to continue this conversation.
Anytime.
And, you know, let's hear more about this Smart Families thing. And actually, I know that school vouchers is something that we need to talk about.
Yes.
But if you don't mind, we'll come back next week. And
that's a lot of good information. And even when we – so I'll have more information for the Smart Families because we'll have the training already done. And then as far as the school vouchers, there is a training for administrators, I think, here at the end of August. And I'll give you more information about that as moving forward because we want everyone informed when it comes to that because we want to make sure we get the right narrative out there.
Amen. Amen. All right, folks, thanks for tuning in today on School Spirit. And be sure to come back next week. We'll finish our conversation here with Mr. Partita. And if you want to find out more about St. Joseph's Catholic Academy, please make sure you go to sjc-academy.org. If you missed part of this episode, you can always tune in to our go to our website, armorofgodradio.com, and everything's listed under the Schedules tab. Thanks, y'all. Remember, put on the armor of God.